USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While holding a roundtable discussion at the White House on Tuesday regarding schools reopening, President Trump says the coronavirus has not hit children very hard.
Young people do extraordinarily well. I was with the governor of New Jersey. We were talking, and he said he mentioned a number which is a very high number, but it's a number nevertheless. Thousands of people. There was only one person that died that was under 18 years old in the state of New Jersey, and that was somebody, I guess, had a problem with perhaps diabetes or something else. But one person out of thousands of people, one person died who was under 18 years old. So that's a pretty amazing stat when you think of it.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 396 points to finish at 25,890. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.